Good morning, everyone. This is Frank with Iron Age, and sunny, allergy-filled day. It looks like a 10 miles of bad road. That's what it is. I woke up this morning thinking it was going to be the craziest day ever, and I was wrong because YouTube is recycling videos from the past. However, it's worth spending 5 minutes on, and no, I'm not on here just to be a content whore. It's a really good show that I watched. Once again, I do not work with Rudy Giuliani. I do not know him. I have never dated him. And this came up on as his show with Biden, Obama, and Iran, right? The Iran payoff. And I'm like, wow, where is Hunter getting hookers in Iran? You know, he could be doing the hashish. That's no problem. They got MDMA, all that shit. Yeah. Where's he getting these hookers over there, right? And it's not. It's actually a video from July, and I'm going to put a link to it on here because you should watch it, and here's why. He interviews a man named John Solomon, S-O-L-O-M-O-N. I'll put his – I think he has a website. I'm going to find that after this. I got to do this while I'm thinking about it because I got to get going. Solomon's been this a real investigative reporter. People say, oh, no, he doesn't work for, MS or whoever. Fuck them, you know. Real investigative journalists in the United States are rare as hen's teeth, as they said. Most of the people that are investigative journalists these days are in third world countries, and they tend to get murdered at some point. But hey, they're the ones fighting the real fight out there, not me, not anybody else, right? Also, the good thing with a video like this is Rudy has had, has a million-dollar war chest to do these things and get his research done, which means anything that myself or anybody else who says they're a whatever news commentator or something, I'm not a news commentator so much. I would prefer to think that I'm bullshit research. I'm a Monday morning quarterback of the research world. That's about as good as I get probably. Because I don't have the access, I don't have the time, and I don't have the money. However, John Solomon does, and Rudy Giuliani does. As you watch this, if you watch the whole thing, it's not that long. It covers a lot of things. Now that I see it, I feel a little bit validated in some of my ideas because this runs like a traditional operation. I see where Rudy was coming from. And the facts of the matter of failure of law enforcement, failure of intelligence agencies, unwillingness to prosecute, stymieing of investigations during the past presidency, all that shit's in there, you know, and it's into this Iran deal. The important thing to me had been with the Iranian thing was they tie it in with the Russian uranium purchase. Now, the reason I bring that up is because for years, Russia has funded groups in our country, green groups, we'll say. I'm not going to give their names. Peace out. But it's always been to disrupt the American nuclear reactor program. And you'll say, oh, nuclear reactors are evil. Look at Fukushima. Fukushima's on a fucking island that has seismic activity all the time. And it survived up until that point. What can we say? The United States is not, unless we put it in California, did not have that problem. The new generations of reactors are not remotely like the Three Mile Island generations of reactors. If you can find a good article on that, the problem is you'd have to figure out who the guy was writing the article, if he's a non-scientist, see who he advocates for. The energy industry, of course, likes the idea of being a net exporter, you know, from the United States to other people because they can charge more money. You charge too much money for gasoline in America, the natives get restless. You lose an election. And that's anybody. And I do not blame the Democrats for all this trouble that we're in. Because it's one of those, like, I'm robbing this guy, you turn your back and you go rob that guy. And if you've seen that, a corruption that even at a level, you know, maybe your softball leagues got that going on, or whatever you play, your cricket league, then you know what I'm talking about. There's many things that can happen. A couple things they touched on once again when he was talking about he brought up Hunter Biden again and how he was getting paid by some different people. And it mentioned the Clinton administration, and it reminded me of an article going 1,000 years ago when I was young and impressionable. I think it was in Spy Magazine. That'll tell you how old, right? Spy Magazine, about Hillary Clinton was involved in a scandal before Whitewater. Yeah, before her boyfriend killed himself. Well, no, he didn't kill himself. Before he killed himself with that gun made out of 7 different guns. Tyson Chicken was a huge, huge, huge issue, player, whatever, in Arkansas. They're a chicken preparation company, for those of you guys who don't know what it is. And they had wanted to change the tractor-trailer weight on state highways in Arkansas. I think they wanted to go to 100,000 pounds or something. Either they wanted to go to 80 because they were low, or they wanted to go to 100 because they were low. And people say, well, what's that have to do with chicken? It has everything to do with a chicken plant that has to transport all of its chicken parts to other states. Most states at that time, I'm going to say, I know a lot of states at that time was probably 78,000 pounds or 80,000 pounds truck weight. That's your truck's weight and your cargo all together. So when the troopers pull you over to harass you because they got nothing better to do, and they scale it, that's how they scale it. You would see, you still see it to this day on the side of a truck. They'll say like TARE, T-A-R-E, and GVW, that kind of stuff. That's so that the occupation forces at the state police office can turn around and fuck you over, see if you've been paying your taxes, and see if you're overweight. Until I was in the tractor-trailer industry, right? Screw those guys. Talk about an inhibitor on fucking commerce, right? But anyway, so Tyson Chicken wants to get this done. They need Governor Bill to do something. There was a guy, his name was Red Bones, I think. Red Bones. He was a Tyson Chicken fixer. And somehow he got involved in an investment process with Hillary Clinton, right? And he gave her all kinds of money, and she got to keep part of the profits. Basically, I think it was like $100,000 bribe. It was hundreds of thousands at that point. It wasn't millions. Maybe it was a million. I'd have to check. But they spent all this money to let Hillary Clinton pick stocks, so that way she could legitimately have made the money, with her commission. And that was like, that was a joke for a little while, was, well, why would she want to be, you know, at that time, why would you need your husband to be the governor of Arkansas? You're an excellent stock picker. You guys could just sit at home and pick stocks, right? So like I said, this shows you the kind of shit that goes on. Now, that Chinese deal probably had its precursors when they used to deal with Al Gore and Bill Clinton, because the putting the money in and you get the part of the money that you come out and all that shit, they worked it out. If Hillary and Bill Clinton didn't know anything about the law, even though they were lawyers, sure as hell knew how to put together shady investment deals that shielded them from impropriety, okay? Once again, I think it was going on before that. Could have even gone on in the Reagan era. Probably did, because, you know, the Prez, he wasn't seeing very clearly after that assassination attempt. So things could have already started moving. But unfortunately, it seems that the Republican side tends to make their money stealing from the government during wars and through defense contracts. Just seems to be the way they do it. Whereas the Democrats found it more lucrative to sell our national interests out another way by getting it from foreign governments and from the labor unions. So if you get a chance, watch this video. It connects a number of dots that I did not intentionally connect, nor did I expect to do a final video, because looking at the views the way they go, nobody really watches your, even if you're trying to do them in a linear progression, videos didn't get watched that way, and which is actually to the benefit of people trying to disinform you, because if I'm trying to give you a linear progression of things to look at, and you only see the third and not the first and second and fourth and fifth, then you know you're what you are. But hopefully you're all smart enough to go out and do work on your own. You don't need me to regurgitate things into your mouth like a baby bird. So check that out. I think you'll enjoy it. Once again, don't know Rudy Giuliani. not making any money on it. This John Solomon, I'm going to find his website. I'll put a link on there. He has done some excellent work. People think, oh, this is all secret agent-y shit. The problem with the Americans, and now they sound like everybody's grandma. Yeah, problem. When I was a youth, the problem with the Americans is we don't exist past our own borders. If somebody were to go to Ukraine or Colombia or Mexico, Ciudad Mexico, or Ciudad Juarez, if you're really fucking gamey, you probably hear stuff from the average food vendor that would be like box office dynamite, as they used to say. You know, because it's known. Third world countries don't have a lot of secrets, as you would think, because what the fuck are you going to do about it? If I'm in charge and it's a banana republic, everybody knows what I do because I don't care, because what are you going to do about it? And if you don't see the correlation between that mentality and what we're seeing on the television or wherever we're seeing it, I still have to get my stuff. I'll give Sky News, I think they are, in Australia, a thumbs up, because they're much better than Fox is like wolf in sheep's clothing. Those of you who think that Fox is on the side of conservatism or the right, you're out of your fucking minds. Rupert Murdoch's dead. His sons' wives are both heavy liberals. They're just not going to kill the golden goose. That's why Tucker's there. He's a fucking token at this point, or Hannity or any of those guys. And the idea that they seized the libertarian term or conservative term for themselves, Bill Buckley would kick their fucking dog across the street sober if he saw what's happened to the term conservative. And I'm sure any of Jo Jorgensen, if she's still out there, not hiding in her bunker, that would have been a good one. When Joe Biden decided not to do that third presidential debate, Jorgensen's people should have been like, I'm free. I'll go do it. That would have been great, you know, because then they'd be like, oh, why would we want to do something like that? I can't possibly, you know, that would have been. And they could have brought the communists with them, too, so you could see just how close their agenda is to the AOC factions of the Democratic Party. You know, that's going to be the big takeaway when you see this thing, the show, if you watch the show, or anything that's legitimate of this. Because, you know, there's stuff that, you know, this isn't semi-intelligent reptile creatures we're talking about. We're talking about straight-up fucking corruption. And the people that say, well, I didn't actually allow them to blow up Manhattan, so it's not really treason. Don't, you know, that's what you tell yourself. That's, you know, guys would say, that's what if it's like a conscience traitor. You know, there's like different levels of why people betray their country. If somebody's like, yeah, I'm really in the cause, and you're like, whoa, this could really turn around and fucking kill a lot of people. And then you're like, well, yeah, but the cause, we got to keep it. Viva la causa, you know? You got to tell yourself in the morning, once you start taking money from the enemy, that they really aren't such bad guys and they really don't have our demise as their number one objective. And if you can keep doing that, then you're fine. It's the day somebody puts a mirror up to your face and says, you know, you've cost thousands of lives. Imagine how many lives Joe Biden and President Obama have cost the people of the Ukraine. Go look at this little war they had and see how many people have been killed. Every one of those people that have been killed by Russian-backed Ukrainian nationalist troops or whatever the fuck they're calling themselves these days is a direct result of Putin's dealings with the Democratic Party, being Joe Biden and President Obama at the time, and them giving zero fucks that it happened. Okay? We still don't know. What they should be looking at is how much of that information that flowed back and forth could have been military assessments for our troops in Afghanistan or Iraq. You know, we don't know. Look at that. You want to really be upset, stay awake at night? That at that time, because, you know, Jim Biden was involved in a big construction project in Iraq. It would be nothing for one of those guys to come up to him and say, hey, Jim, you know, I got some girls that will show you their ankles over in the corner. We can get some drinks going. Oh, by the way, you don't know anybody that's just like you over in the military, do you? That's involved in troop movements or troop assessment or logistics. for the U.S. occupation here. And, you know, Jim may know somebody, but, you know, it's going to cost you. That's what you should be thinking about, man. Once you start taking and you're known as a taker, everybody comes out of the woodwork, right? And Obama, you know, whatever his problems were, he's just, you know, he's whatever he is. I'm sure that you couldn't not pay him in one way, shape, or form. Somehow money got to him. You know, that thing about the loan with the house, to do that house loan that I talked about with Joe, when Joe needed that money because Bo was dying of brain cancer. I think they actually, you'll have to look and see if they sued the government, because they were blaming depleted uranium ammunition for killing a guy who was an attorney in combat zone. Now, I'm sure anybody who actually has cancer from that, if that does cause cancer, I do not know. I'm not going to say it doesn't, because it is uranium. Then I'd be so fucking upset if I'm sitting at the VA getting denied and denied and denied. And, you know, I mean, hey, I'm sure Bo is a lovely man, but he's a fucking lawyer. He was a fucking lawyer. He wasn't out, like, you know, killing Taliban or ISIS or any, you know, whoever, Al-Qaeda. He wasn't out slugging it out with them, you know. He's working on legal briefs. Let's you know, a dead man's a dead man, but come on. You know, that Bronze Star thing was wearing a little thin with some people. I myself don't care, because I've seen too many generals wearing a lot of things on their and their salad bar, which I know there's no fucking way they got them in a legitimate fashion. First thing they guys do when they go into these kind of war theaters, that's why they all rotate in and rotate out. They can apply for all these medals. And they'll say, well, I didn't do it, because their general staff guy's like, well, I'll get them this, I'll get them that, I'll get them the other thing. It's getting the V. The Valor device is the hard one to get. And I believe one or two guys, like, said they were exposed to enemy at, like, 50 miles away. Like I said, the enemy sent me an angry email, and they applied for the V. But that's a story for another day. Prove me wrong, right? Prove me wrong. I'll sick one of these fucking militant veteran groups on you. That's all they do, right? Stolen Valor, baby. Stolen Valor. Best one. So that's pretty much it. But yeah, check out that Tyson Chicken story. I think you'd enjoy that one. I go with everything on this video is true or is pretty goddamn accurate. The sad thing was, at the time of this video, which I believe is July, they were anticipating that there was going to be some prosecution in because they mentioned that there was some activity around FISA. But the thing is, if a reporter knows there's activity around the FISA court, it's too late. You know, they've already tipped off everybody. Granted, they could go back and, you know, dump all their stuff, but fuck, Hillary Clinton erased how many tens of thousands of emails? And got no whatever on that. You know, that's what you would be dealing with. Oh, good one on there that you'll like. And I didn't know. Jim Comey used to work for Rudy Giuliani. And then Rudy Giuliani's like, he's some kind of a dick. And also that Comey was not supposed to be the person who came out and said that we're not going to prosecute. Supposedly he overstepped on that. But then again, he's saving the Red Queen, you know. Was worth it to go work at William and Mary for whatever, a couple hundred thousand dollars, plus whatever his book didn't sell, because they when they have a good political hack job book, they give you an advance. And then they just don't fucking, you know, they put the book in some store that nobody's going to buy it in, or they sell it overseas or some shit, or they use it to heat the house. So you got your $1 million advance and you never sold another book, because you're never going to sell another book unless you can somehow help them out with something else. So that's about all. It's short and sweet. I hope I never have, there's no way to put a timer on this thing. I'm working on the low end here. I don't even have my makeup girl working today. So do your research, check this stuff out. Like I said, you don't have to watch all Rudy's stuff, because he gets a little, it's not that he gets crazy, but he's like really angry that, you know, I would be too, as if I was a famous prosecutor and I'm throwing softballs to you, like any asshole could prosecute this and nobody was, I'd be a little angry on there too, you know? But and this John Solomon, they went after him pretty hard. And the thing is, I guess if you're an investigative reporter, that's actually your validation. They wouldn't have come after you, you know, and you know who the hacks are in your business, you know, who's a piece of shit, you know, and just is a lapdog for somebody. If that guy's writing something, then render unto Caesar, right? So there you go. Otherwise, have a good day. I'll try to get back to normal stuff. I have nothing else to report. Goodbye.